Amen. Let's look at Exodus chapter 20, verse 16. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. You may be seated. Learned a long time ago not to argue with what God puts on your heart. You just preach what the Lord lays on it. Let's read that again. Verse 16. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. In other words, this prohibits false testimony. Amen. Saying anything that's by false accusation. Amen. We are not to bear that false witness. I'll never forget when we done the study on the Ten Commandments and we got to this verse of Scripture and this commandment in the Word of God. It was brought to my attention and I shared it with you. But I have Rex Reels. Now you listen to what I'm saying. I have his testimony in one sense. His reputation, in one sense, in my hands.
That's right. Amen.
I have Bill Duncan, although he's my dad. I have his reputation.
That's right.
In my hands. I could go through and name everybody through this congregation.
That's exactly right.
And in one sense, I have your reputation. What people perceive you as, how people look at you, what people think of you, lies in my hand. But now you can put you where I'm standing. Teresa Mack has my reputation in her hands. Gary Duncan has my reputation in his hands. And I believe this is one of the Ten Commandments. They're all good and they are commandments. In other words, you say, but we can't find them in another part. This was under the law. We can't find them under grace. I beg to differ with you. They may not be worded the same, but if you'll study the New Testament, you'll find that God deals in the same that was in the Ten Commandments under the law. Therefore, Israel still stands for me and you under grace. Let me say amen to that. Our text, before I get into the message, let me ask you this. I don't know the answer. Don't mean to put you on the spot. Has anybody in this congregation ever lied? You told a deliberate lie. Now I'm not going to go as far, and I don't want you to answer me. Please don't answer me. I don't want to know. That's between you and God. But how many has told a deliberate lie since salvation? Now don't answer that to me. I want you to think about that. You know, it's easier to lie than you think it is. It's easier to tell a story. We soften it up and call it a story when it's actually a lie. We soften it up and lighten it up when we say it's a little white lie or a black lie. Seems like white's a little bit better than black in that categorization. Can I get an amen? But a lie is a lie, and it always will be a lie. In our text tonight, amen, very, very simple scripture, right in the middle of God giving His people, amen, the Ten Commandments, this holy law was to be respected and fulfilled within the camp of Israel. He said, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. One of those commandments deals with, and that commandment deals with telling the truth.
Yeah.
God commands his people to be honest. How many believe that? How many get that from that scripture? He commands his people to be honest, upright, truthful in all manners of life. But guess what? Our society, amen, listen, is headed in the opposite direction in relation to the truth. I look at America, I look at McDowell County, I look at people around me, and people are not telling the truth. People think nothing about lying on the workforce. You mean to say that again? People think nothing about lying on the workforce. Leaders can't trust nothing, anything. Amen. Their employers, amen, or their workers tell them anymore. Amen or oh me. Our homes are, amen, listen, held together by strings of lies. Uh-oh. There's one thing I want in my marriage, I want the truth.
Amen.
In my marriage. And if the truth ain't in a marriage, you're headed for destruction. Did you hear what I said? Listen to me. I said there's homes that's held together with strings of lies. You say, I thought God is the one that holds it together. Let me tell you something. There's a lot of marriages that are hinging on lies. Now, what do you mean by that, preacher? Listen, now this wicked sin of lying has become the normal in our churches. Uh-oh. It's come the normal in our churches. People can sit right in the congregation, right as the preacher preaches his heart out, and they can lie tomorrow, they can lie next week, they come to church, right, feel like that they shout the house down, and they're lying. Preachers lie to their people. You believe that? You believe there's preachers that lie to their people? Unto God, I hope and pray I never I'm guilty of telling a lie. You say, well, it's just a little lie. Hey, glory to God. Have you ever thought about this? You've heard me say this before. Glory to God. How many of you have been asked the question, maybe at a homecoming or maybe at a, amen, a dinner, and they'll say, did you like that, preacher?
Yeah, think about it.
Huh? I ain't going to give my secrets away, okay? I guess I am. Did you like that? Has anybody ever been asked, did you like that? And you thought it was the worst thing you ever eat? Oh, it was the best thing I ever eat. That's a lie.
Amen. That's right.
Did you like that? So don't ask me. Unless you want the truth. How many, boy, we got good cooks and going home church. How many knows where I'm getting? It's easy to tell a lie. You say, but preacher, that you're just trying to help somebody keep from hurting somebody's feelings. A lie is a lie. And he tells us that we need to be honest people. Honest. Honest on our job. Honest in our home. Honest in our marriage. Honest to our children. Honest to our husband and our wife. We're to be honest. We put a sign out here years ago, and it wasn't on the sign that we've got now. It was a sign that was erected up higher in the air, and it said, beware of half-truths. You may get the wrong half. How many say that's a good analogy there? People lie to the congregation. Preachers lie to their people. People lie to the man of God. You believe people lie to the man of God? You let somebody try to find an excuse.
Amen.
Amen. And we're not going to get into all of that. Can I get an amen there? You can question people while I'm talking about already knowing the truth. Anybody ever anybody ever question somebody and you know what the answer was? You know what the truth was, and you'll question them anyway just to see if they're telling the truth. Anybody ever done that? Anybody ever got a lie? And by the way, young people, mom and daddy's no more than you think they know. Now say amen. Praise the Lord. And they'll flat-footed stand by and lie about the whole thing. And you know what the truth is. Amen, preacher, amen. It seems like the conscience of a lot of people has been voted out. You listen to me, from their own understanding. They know not to lie, but their conscience say, it seems like, well, I wonder how does people live?
Right.
Uh-huh. What kind of conscience does people have that a lie?
Amen.
I used to own a car business and preach. Amen. Somebody said, preacher, yeah, I had a fella sit down, and if you remember long enough ago, amen, some of you don't remember, it was down here at Greasy Corner, and I had a little building set up there. Me and my dad had it, and I had a fella sit there, Brother Lloyd, and he sat there in a vehicle with me for probably, I don't know how long, but I don't know if it's the same individual, but anyway, another individual. And he more or less told me I could not preach and sell a used car. If you tell the truth, you won't make a lot of money at it.
Amen, that's right.
Have you ever had a car salesman to shoot you a line and you knew it was a lie? Well, I could tell you one right there, but I'm going to have to go on. What are you saying, preacher? It seems like the conscience votes out any understanding that man has. They know they should not lie, but yet they'll lie. They'll lie to get gain. They'll tell a story. Soften it up a little bit, didn't they? They'll tell a lie, amen, just to pad their pocket. They'll tell a lie just to get ahead. They'll tell a lie just to please and appease this flesh. But listen, I want to give you some things about what the Bible says about lying, says about the liars in the Bible. Liars. You know, only the judgment's going to reveal all the hurt and all the damage. Amen. That has much to say about people that lies. I'm talking about those that are liars. Amen. And the Bible talks about lies. Only the judgment's going to reveal all the hurt that lying tongue has caused people. I'm going to attempt to expose a lying tongue. Number one, lying can become a habit. Lying can become a habit. Would anybody admit before you got saved that lying was a habit to you? I didn't expect a whole lot of people to do that. But lying can become habitual. Now what do you mean? Amen. That's why we are commanded in the Bible to put away lying. If you want to mark these down later and turn to them later, you can. But Ephesians 4, amen. In verse number 25, the Bible says this, and let me give it to you right quickly. I thought I had these marked. Why have I not got this marked? Ephesians 4:25. I think mine. Anybody got it? Why don't you read it, Brother Rex, out loud. Put away lying. We're to speak truth one to another. Isn't that simple scripture tonight?
Amen.
I mean simple. I had scripture marked. I ain't going to let the devil cheat me out of this. In the book of John chapter 8 and verse number 44, it says, you are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. For he is a liar, and the father of it. Who is that? That's the devil. And he tells us that we need to put away lying. I mean, that's why the Bible commands us to put it away. I mean, always remember that any sin can be habitual. Any sin can become a habit, as well as even being wicked. Have you ever met someone that you can't trust anything they say? Let me know somebody right now. You know somebody, you can't believe nothing they say. I want to see your hand. I want everybody to look around there. So you know what that tells me? That tells me that there are people, amen, lying all over the place. It's simple tonight, but there's people, there's a person right now, Brother Reds, I couldn't believe, and you know what the sad part is? If they said they were saved, I'd still doubt it. Now, is that awful to say? You say, in one way, that's awful to say. But on the other hand, amen, the life that they live, hey, glory to God, amen. If you can't trust nothing they say, how would you believe them if you said they got saved? All God's people said. And that's sad. You said that caused you a judge. Hey, but glory to God. Listen, when they lie and lie and lie, and you cannot get the truth, and you caught them in so many lies, and they keep on, hey, they'll say they straighten up, but you keep catching them in. What are you going to do? They'll have to prove themselves. Somebody's a lie is a liar and keeps lying. Hey, man, listen, and I know they've lied to me. They have to prove themselves. If my wife, if I caught her in lies, guess what? There'd be trouble at home. Amen. It'd be a long time before I could believe her. Amen. Until she proved to me she was not lying. Simple. Simple thought. I don't know why God's wanting me to do this. You pray for me. Sometimes, amen, you can tell by the spirit of their story that they're lying. You may not know the person that good, but you can tell by the way they tell the story, Brother Keith, that you can tell. That's a lie. Anybody ever? Yeah, buddy. Hallelujah. Amen. Can't trust anything they say. And those are the kind of people that are dangerous. How many believe those kind of people are dangerous? Some people are in such a habit of lying that telling the truth would make them feel uncomfortable. You believe that? They're such in a habit of telling a lie. If they told the truth, that'd feel weird. That'd feel uncomfortable. Because they told the truth. How many really believe that there's people that way? I believe it. I really believe it. Amen, preacher, amen. Sad to say, but if I said a while ago, some say they got saved, it'd be hard to believe it. Wouldn't know if to believe them or not. All God's people say it. I want to warn the young people that's here. Amen. I want to warn the young people, amen, about getting caught up in this comfortable sin called lying. If you're not careful, you'll start lying. You'll get around your friends and you'll get around people at school and you'll begin to tell a fib, you'll tell a lie. Hey, I want to warn you, don't get caught up in those lies. Don't get comfortable in those lies. Because if you tell one, guess what? You'll have to tell another. Amen. Have you ever told a lie and you had to tell another lie to get out of the lie you thought you were telling? And then that lie didn't work. You had to tell another lie to try to cover up the two other lies that you told. And it ended up telling a lie, 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 lie. And it don't take long, you'll get caught.
Amen.
You'll get caught. Don't make the practice, hey, don't make it your practice, amen, your way of life of telling a story. You say, why is that? I'm going to give you why in just a little bit. Because you know what? The Bible says all liars will what? Will have their part in the lake of fire. A liar ain't going to heaven. You lie, you say, well, I just told one. If you don't repent of it, you ain't going. And if you habitually tell a lie over and over and over and over and over and over, but you know what the sad thing is? A lot of people are living a lie. The more you do it, the harder it is to break away from it down the road of life. Listen, we're to be like Jesus. Hey, all God's people said amen. We're to walk, amen, like Jesus in the walks of life. Amen. And Jesus is known for being faithful. Jesus is known to be true. Amen. We're commanded to be honest and to obtain a good report, even from those that, hey, listen to, your testimony should be that every word you speak is the truth. I don't want nobody to be able to have to come to me, Brother Riggs, and say, I don't know about that preacher up there going home. Man, I caught him in a lie. Secondly, first, lying can become a habit. Secondly, lying can cause hurt. In Genesis chapter 3, there you're going to find, amen, the first lie ever told and believed. We see Eve listening to the devil as he challenges what God has said to her. Remember that? From the first lie, amen, until this hour, lying still causes a lot of hurt. How many can witness to that? In your life personally, how many can witness that lying? You've witnessed lying causing a lot of hurt. I want to see your hand. Look at there, folks. Look around. Don't you look around. Look at there. Let me tell you something. It causes hurt. From that first lie in Genesis, it's still to this hour causing hurt. And just like in the case of Eve, hurt that will never go away.
Amen.
You say, even after salvation? Even after salvation. Are you with me? Because we've got a mind and we remember. All God's people say it. Although God's word warns about the danger and damage that lying can do, this first book of the Bible alone is packed with one lie right after another. The book of Genesis is packed with one lie right after another lie. Now, I'm not talking about God's Word. I'm talking about people in the Word of God. Cain, hey, talking to God about Abel, lied. I mean, with me, I'm not going through each story. How many remember that story? Amen. Then chapter 6, the whole world was already in wickedness continually. And Abraham lying about Sarah being his sister. You remember that? Abraham said, hey, Sarah's my sister. She wasn't his sister. A lie. Jacob lying about being Esau to steal his birthright. A lie. Am I with me? Joseph's brother lied to their father about Joseph being killed and in the wilderness. Huh? Potiphar's life lies about, lies about Joseph. How many's with me? Amen. He lies about Joseph and his coat and, amen, and has him put in prison. That's just a few in the book, in this one book of the first book of the Bible. Every lie has one thing in common. It causes hurt and it causes damage. Did you hear me? It causes hurt and it causes damage. You hear a lie about this preacher, amen, and you know what you're out to do. I don't care how saved you are. You know what you're out to do. You'll entertain a second thought. Is it true? I could hear a lie about you. And you know what I'll entertain in my mind? And because I'm flesh and it's a fleshly mind, I'll entertain the thought. Is it true? And your first reaction is, no way. But then the devil will pop up on your shoulder and say, You know why? That's the devil's job, to put that thought. You say, well, I don't understand. I've heard a lot of things about you, preacher. Amen. Glory to God. Thank God you've overcome what you've heard. Amen. You say, well, what if the things that I've heard about you is true? All I got to say is this. Amen. If it's true, it'll come out. Now say amen. If it's true, it ain't going to take long. The Bible says, be sure your sin will find you out. Do you really believe that? Do you really believe that this, if you heard a big nasty lie about your pastor, do you really believe that it would eventually come out on him? Your sin will find you out. You know what sin does? It hunts you. Sin hunts you. Sin finds you sometimes. Sin hurts you. Amen. Oh, preacher, the hurt and the damage it causes in somebody's life. To those that have a tongue that's set on fire of hell. You listen to this, preacher. There's a sad day coming when you're going to give an account for every word that you spoke. We had to have a church meeting about a year ago about this time, I guess it was. About this time, amen, the lies that were told on you. And it's amazed me how in one way it amazed me, another way it didn't amaze me, amen. Because, hey, a liar, amen, I don't put nothing past a liar. That's the reason I got up on that Wednesday night and had a meeting and called names and told you to avoid them because they're the devil. I didn't call them a devil. The Bible did. Amen. Those that causes division among you is a devil. Amen, preacher. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Let me back up. I ain't calling all of them a liar because they ain't but one or two that said anything. Now say amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, preacher, the hurt and the damage it causes. There's a sad day coming. They're going to give an account for the lying tongue. You're going to give an account for the lie you told yesterday.
That's right.
The lie you told today. The lie you told day before yesterday. If you tell it and you know you're doing it, you didn't get saved. Boy, why God's ordered me to do this. Listen, let's go on. The book of James is, again, the book of James warns us of the danger of, in chapter number 3. Well, let's put it this way. The book of James, amen, warns us of the danger and ruin of that lying tongue. Why is God so against? If you get a chance, read James chapter 3. Why is God so against a lying tongue? James tells us in chapter 3 that it defiles the whole body. You know what? You ever wonder why your health ain't as good as it needs to be? I wonder how many lies you told. Are you a liar? How many believe that?
Amen.
Is it not safe to say that a person that will lie, I just said it will do anything? How many believe that? James said that if you have a bit, listen, James said if you have a bit and can control a horse's mouth, you can control the whole and turn the whole body. How many's with me? That means an uncontrolled tongue leads to an uncontrolled body.
Amen.
Amen, amen, preacher. I started to say a minute ago, it amazes me how the flat out lies that's been told down through the years have been told about me, especially about a year ago. And you say, oh, but preacher, so-called saved people. So-called saved people. And by the way, let me stop right there and say this. You better be careful what you say about the church, about its people, and about its pastor. I mean that from the depths of my heart. I ain't saying that to flaunt authority, but you better be careful. Help me, church. I don't mean to stir up old stuff, but I've heard some things about the folks that's told lies against me. I heard they're split up. I've heard they're not together no more. I could pass them on the highway and they wouldn't even throw their hand up. Wouldn't even acknowledge. I mean, the times that I've come almost eye contact would not even speak to me. But now after, and I'm not saying that to the flaunt that I'm happy that the devil's got in there. The devil is already in there. Unless they repeated, help the preacher tonight. But guess what happened? A few weeks ago, amen, one person wouldn't even acknowledge me. The times I passed them wouldn't even acknowledge me. Guess what happened today? I picked up my wife after the fact that they're not together no more. I was riding down the 5 lane. And she said, "Is that not so-and-so?" I looked, and it was, and he looked over and smiled and waved real big. The first time. You know what that tells me? I ain't henpecked.
Amen.
Boy, we hit a nerve in him. Some people's a rooster pecked. Now say amen. What are you getting at, preacher? And by the way, I'm not saying all of that. I don't know why. God let me see that for some reason. God let that person wave him. I'm talking about how you wouldn't believe the times. But they had an opportunity to just throw their hand down. Boy, you're waiting to see what I'm going to say next. I can't tell. I'm saying, listen to the preacher, praise the Lord. You better be careful what you say. And I'm going to go further to say this. You better be careful who you stand by, what you stand behind. If my wife lies, I ain't a taking up for her. If she lies, she's a liar. Amen. And if she lies and says something that's not the truth, I ain't going to back her up. Amen. I don't care if she is my wife. You say you'll sleep in the doghouse. I ain't never slept in the doghouse, and I never will sleep in the doghouse. Ain't that right? And I ain't a floating authority. Bless God, it's bad when a preacher has to sleep out on the front porch in a swing and his wife won't let him to come in the house on a Saturday night before he goes to preach on Sunday morning. I tell you, I ain't a sleeping on the front porch in a swing. First of all, I ain't got one. Amen. How many's got the point? Praise the Lord. It takes two to have a good marriage. Thank God I love her and she loves me. And God wouldn't be pleased with her treating me that way. Men, you better be careful the way you treat your women. We're going to give you 3 messages in one tonight. Praise the Lord, we need to be careful how we treat each other. There's respect that I owe her. There's respect that she owes me. All God's people said. Amen, amen. Well, how'd I get off on all that? It causes hurt, it causes damage. Let me ask you this. The lies that's told on me a year ago, I wonder how many people they've told and what kind of reputation that's left about the pastor at going home for it. By the way, if you want to know what's that, you're still being a busybody, just forgive it. Because that's what it is, a busybody. So I'm just saying, by the way, if you want to know, amen, and you're knowing that you get right, it don't matter. Amen. I'm going to tell you the lies that's told on me. And God wouldn't allow me to preach tonight. You say, "Oh, preacher, I don't know about that. I fear God that much." Did you hear what I said? Did you hear what the preacher said? But preacher, their preacher stated up all over congregations, all over and through America, that ain't doing right and ain't doing right. Let me tell you something. I don't see how they live. You shouldn't have found you out. Some called saved people. You know what? Jealousy. Because of jealousy. You listen to what this preacher's saying. Because of jealousy, hate, bitterness, revenge, malice, strife. You know what people do? They'll gladly sow those seeds of mislead. Hey, I'm talking misleading through lying. And it's all due to jealousy, hatred, malice, strife. You get somebody mad at you. See what's told on you. Matter of fact, God's going to let me tell it anyway. Matter of fact, somebody used to come to this church years ago. And I'm not going to get into that. Years ago. Has a problem with the preacher. The liar that lied on me last year got to her. Do you hear me? Got to her. And let me tell you something. I'm talking about somebody has a problem with me. That left this church, got to her, and told the lies. You know what the woman said that had a problem with me? Me and Jeff Duncan might have differences, but I don't believe that. Now say amen. Had a lost person even back it. Well, I don't know if she's lost. I ain't a judging. Praise God. All I say is she's got problems with the preacher. All God's people said. One man said, I don't believe anything out here and only half of what I see. Ain't that good analogy? I think we'd all be better off one man. Hey, if we adopted that view. God help us to be, as the Bible says, swift to hear, slow to speak. Swift to hear, slow to speak. Swift to hear, slow to speak. If you got it yet, swift to hear, slow to speak. Yeah. You know what our problem is, though?
That's right.
We want to speak as soon as we hear it. Swift to hear, slow to speak. But we're swift to speak and slow to hear. We're backwards. Uh-oh, preacher. You know what? You don't need to repeat matters that you're not sure of. Now you listen to what I'm saying. And are true. And even if it might be, I think if we prayed about it instead of repeating it, be a lot less harmful. Be a lot less hurtful. But you know what? You let a lie start. And it'll spread. One person didn't put an illustration like this. How many's ever seen a feather peeler? If I had a feather peeler up here today and I cut that thing in half and I went out there and the outside of the church house and I emptied that feather peeler, you know what, Joy? There ain't enough people in this congregation could pick up every feather. You know why? Because the little breeze that's going to blow by, it's going to carry that thing. And that beast is gone. Let me say thank you. Amen. Just like a lie. You let it breathe out of your mouth, and guess what'll happen? You better be careful who you tell things to, too.
Amen.
That you think's your familiar friend is your familiar enemy. Be careful who you... Boy, tonight, I'll close in just a minute. I've got spit all over my glasses. Amen. I'll say it again. Even if it's true, if we pray about it before we repeat it, be a lot less harmful. Thirdly, and I'm going to close. Lying comes with a bad end. And I said it earlier on. The Bible says in Revelation 21, I hope I got this marked. Amen. Revelation 21. In verse number 8, the Bible says, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Did you know that This verse declares that all liars are not only going to go to a lake of fire, but do you know? And by the way, let me back up here and say this. It's referring to those that make lying their lifestyle. A liar is somebody that makes lying their lifestyle. Now, lying, it's become a part of them. And this is how serious God is about avoiding that sin of lying. God puts lying in the same list as abominable, murderers. Do you know that a liar, you might as well went out there and blow somebody's brains out. He puts liars in the same list as murderers, abominable, whoremongers. A liar. You're categorized with a whoremonger. You say, I wouldn't dare, amen, be out of sexual, have sexual misconduct with anybody besides my spouse. But if you're a liar, you're in the same category. Sorcerers. Boy, that's a wide brain, amen, strand of things. And idolaters. They're all going to burn with fire one day. How many's with the preacher? I'm going to tell you this. A lying tongue and a praying mouth never fit on the same face. Did you hear what I said? A lying tongue and a praying mouth does not fit spiritually on the same face. You may have preacher fooled. You may have family fooled. But you ain't got God fooled. Angie, would you come to the PN? Now I want to ask you this. You listen real carefully. We need to take a serious look at our life. Now, I'm talking about our life as a Christian. Are you living a lie? There's people that are hypocrites that carries their Bible, goes through the ritual. Do you listen to me? Carries the Bible, goes through the ritual. Amen. Acts good. Talks good. In front of people. I wonder if you would like for the preacher to have a listening device in your house. Or a camera that you did not know that was around. Are you living a lie? Is your life and testimony real? And by the way, it don't matter if it's me. Hey, you shouldn't care what I think. I shouldn't even said the preacher. You, what if God has got a camera in every room of your house? He's got a listening device and it's his ear in every room of your house. I want to encourage you tonight. Listen, are you living a lie? Is your testimony real? Is it real? Or is it a lie? I want to encourage you to come tonight. If you have a... Hey, you say, well, if I come to this altar tonight, people know I'm lying. First of all, church, you're not to think, if anybody comes to this altar tonight, that they're lying. Now, I know the message has been about lying, but it might be something totally different that you're coming after. Maybe you know somebody that is a liar. You're not a liar. Maybe you got family that's got problems with that and you're coming to pray for them. First of all, don't you let nothing stand in your way of coming to pray for whatever God has put on your heart. Let's all stand on our feet if you will. I want to encourage you to come. God knows why He wanted me to bring this message tonight. Turn from my lying. Trust what Jesus did on the cross. He'll save you. He'll forgive you. Christ died for liars just like He did. Amen. And died for every other sin. You just need to call upon Him. If you've got problems with, maybe you got family members, maybe you got neighbors, maybe you got friends, maybe you got close acquaintances. Amen. That you just need to come and say, God, I need help. Maybe the enemy has showed you that maybe the enemy just tried to tempt you into lying and telling a lie. His altar's open. You maybe need to. How many enjoy the service? Praise the Lord. I appreciate you attending. Appreciate you listening.